We are having a little bit of a technical difficulty, but we just fixed it. Welcome. Good evening, New York City and my listeners around the world. This is your host, Elizabeth Tripp. We're live here, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc for another incredible edition of my radio show. I'm so excited to be here. I'm shouting out to Lisa. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome back. Thank you, Lisa. I am so happy to be back. Welcoming William, joining the live. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm so happy to be here. Yes, I was away over the last couple weeks, but I am back and ready to rock and roll. We're going to have an amazing show tonight. And, you know, what I really love about Nourish the Soul, what I always say that really makes me feel so joyful every time I get to be live and on air and doing my podcast is the fact that, you know, I get to empower you to really uncover the root of your life imbalances and give you this opportunity to discover a real permanent solution. And we do that by really looking at how food and the body are these extraordinary tools to look deeper at ourselves. And the radio show is just this opportunity. You get this at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, the middle of the week, for you all to come in, sit back, relax, and go on a journey of self-discovery. That's what it's about. And so I missed all of you guys. Yeah, I'm so excited to just get into the show and share with you about my journeys across the world. I was visiting a friend in Europe. I went to Netherlands last week, and part of my stay, I was spending time with them. And then the other half of my stay, I was traveling solo, which was an incredible adventure. So I'm going to be sharing with you some of my own introspective insights on my journey alone, because it was really, really incredible, the things that I learned while I was across the world by myself. But before we get started, I want to remind you, Nourish the Soul is brought to you by New York Loves Yoga. They're an oasis for yoga, joy, and wellness. They're located on 140 West 83rd Street. And in this month, all of my Nourish the Soul listeners will receive 1 month unlimited at New York Loves Yoga at their upstairs oasis for $99. It's an incredible steal. You can go there unlimited throughout the month at their 9-to-5 co-working space. So check them out at www.newyorklovesyoga.com. And so let's share a little bit about what Holland was like for me. And before we get into the show, mirror images, nutritious relationships part two. I wanna share with you about some of the big things that came to me while I was on this journey. Haven't traveled by myself since I went to Peru in 2017 in January. So that was a really big trip. I had gone to Peru on sort of a special retreat, and it was an opportunity for me to do some work with a medicine down there that I found to be valuable in my spiritual practice. And so this trip to Netherlands was completely different. It was a complete leisure and pleasure, but yet I still had some really incredible epiphanies, and it came at a time where it was just very perfect. You know, it just felt like it was a moment of clarity. So I went to Holland, spent time with my friend that I met in New York City a couple years ago. When I saw her, we hadn't been in touch all that often. It only been, you know, we talk like maybe once every couple weeks, and sometimes it turns into once every couple months. But like what I left off on my last radio show, it clicked. We were just back into the same groove. We were talking, chatting, laughing, having a really great time. And they, you know, she and her husband invited me into their home, and we spent just such a wonderful time reconnecting. So they left after a couple days, and they had me house sitting for their apartment, and I got to hang out with their little dog and get to know the city of Utrecht, which is in the Netherlands. So I was all the way across the world by myself in their beautiful apartment with their wonderful dog Delta, and it was just such a great experience. You know, I got to really feel so liberated, and I was able to venture out into the city not knowing where to go, what places to stop into, or what cafes to check out, and I just went on an adventure. And through that adventure, I got to start to redefine who I am. And it was really interesting because as each day as I woke up and took the dog out for a walk and went to a new cafe or went to a new park, I got to see how I am this very independent, adventurous, curious, confident, strong, powerful person. And it, you know, sometimes it takes just going outside of your element to really see the qualities in which that you embody. And when I took a moment to self-reflect on that, I found an incredible sense of joy. Like I started to realize that the person that I am is all that I need. That I had spent so many years of my life really looking for another half of myself, or sometimes we call that, you know, a partner to be with, to really help me feel complete and whole. And on this trip to the Netherlands, I actually declared to myself that I don't need anybody else. That, you know, it would be in a fantastic, wonderful joy to have somebody in my life. So I'm not saying I don't want to have that joy, but that I have actually discovered how amazing just being with me really is. And it all hit me at once. I was like, wow, I feel so in love with who I am that I can go across the world, travel to a place I've never even seen, and still have an incredible time and not even talk to people that I know or have any conversations with anybody that's familiar to me, that I just meet all these people and we just happen to click and talk, and I can use my own navigation and my own intuition to decide which way I want to go. So it was a really fantastic trip. And the thing that I really wanted to announce and really kind of share with people, that it helped me see that my sort of intuition, who I've become, this confident, really powerful, very spiritual individual, is ready to take the world on in a different way, and that my journey within myself has come to a place where I really feel complete. And so it would be a wonderful joy to invite somebody into my life and have them share that same feeling that they have. Because in tonight's show, we're going to be looking at how relationships are mirror images of who we are. And so I've come to this place where I'm feeling very solid. I'm feeling very confident. I'm feeling very strong and powerful and really loving who I am. And it clicked. I was like, this is the exact moment where I'm going to meet somebody, where they're going to come into my life, because I'm kind of like, hey, if it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't, I'm totally fine being by myself. It's an incredible feeling. And so I wrote tonight's show with that epiphany alone, because I realized while I was there, the love we have for ourselves is the sole determinant of how deep we can go with another. It's the driving force of how we attract others into our life and how we think, act, and feel mind, body, and spirit in the presence of each other. So that was something that I truly, really walked with on this trip and realized that in a partnership for me, I would be asking that person to mirror a very solid, very confident, very powerful, very independent, and very loving of who they are individual. And that's pretty incredible because that gives us a lot of leeway, a lot of room to grow, and a lot of space to create. So universe, I'm ready. And we're going to have to keep everybody posted on the radio how this unfolds. So it was really cool to have that experience and to be able to share this with you all. So keep yourselves checked in. I'll be sure to give you plenty of updates. I'm not going to hide anything from my fellow listeners here on air. So let's move forward. So with this incredible new perspective that I've gained on my trip around the world, I want to ask all of you, are you ready to discover a relationship that is utterly nutritious, absolutely delicious, and full of this magical potential? Are you ready to see how relationships serve from a soul perspective, an opportunity to really learn our life's lessons, that you come to this earth journey to uncover parts of yourself, to master things that you have yet to come to complete with, and that other people journey into your life as tools to help you get to that space? So I want to say some hellos to Aileen and Massimo, Max, Mayajorna, I hope I said that well. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here on the live. So tonight we're going to look more closely at the way we are thinking, acting, and feeling with ourselves in relationships, and how our thoughts and feelings shape our well-being in the relationship, as well as our behavior with food and our body, our physical, mental, and spiritual self. So who's ready for this? Who's ready for tonight's show? And the sweet part is that this really incredible part is that food and the body are the tools to discover these answers, these epiphanies. So I'm going to keep you at the edge of your seats. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll dive deeper into this subject. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day. Welcome back. This is Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. We're live here on talkradio.nyc for another incredible edition of my radio show. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. This is going to be a great show. We're talking about mirror images, nutritious relationships, part two. I was just sharing with you all this incredible discovery that I had on this solo journey across the world, visiting some friends for a couple days in Netherlands, and then I had the opportunity to be out there on my own, really experiencing the world from my own perspective without anybody that I knew. And I realized in that journey how much I really love who I am, and that I'm pretty cool, and that I am totally ready to bring someone into my life that has that same vibration. So I feel that I'm at a place where I'm really feeling complete, and it'd be really joyful for me to have that partnership, because tonight we're going to talk about how partnerships are mirror images of our thoughts and our feelings, of where we are at with ourselves. And they serve as opportunities for us to really go deeper with what we're here to learn on our journeys. And from a soul perspective, we're realizing that partnerships are an opportunity for transcendence and growth. But we also want to see how partnerships, in terms of the way that they often make us feel and the thoughts that come up, they can influence our behavior with food in our body, you know? So we're going to see how in partnerships, we will often, when we come to places where we become vulnerable, choose food and alcohol or exercise, you know, either from one extreme to the other, to cover up or sort of comfort a part of ourselves that starts to show up in the presence of these relationships. So truly, we are going to see how relationships are these incredible mirror images. And so there's so much that you can learn when you open yourself up to seeing too how in these relationships, when we have these feelings that show up, what we do with them, you know, whether we allow ourselves to be open and feel them and be vulnerable, or we find outlets to comfort them or push them down. And so we're going to look at this from the avenue of food. You know, what do we do in relationships when we have a thought or a feeling that is limiting and we don't realize it's limiting? And then we find ourselves stuffing in food or drinking down the beers. And so this is going to be a really a tandem conversation to the recorded podcast that I played last week. And just to remind you, you can find my podcast if you miss any of my live shows on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, all the really major podcasting sites. So check them out. Okay, so let's get moving along. We are really going to start to see how the beliefs that we hold about ourselves directly influence the kind of partners that we attract and the kind of love that we can create. So the question I had for all of you guys really tuning in tonight is, who wants to create a really sweet, nutritious love tonight? I had fun writing that sentence. I thought it was really cute. You know, I use the word create, not make. And so I thought that was funny. But we can still make it because it's part of creation. But we're going to look at how our old storylines are the root causes of why we behave unhealthfully with food in our and our body. And as a result, don't look and feel the best in our partnerships. Yeah, this month's theme is relationships. And I'd like to set a powerful intention with you guys. So for us, as we come together in this new topic, let's take a deep breath in and out. And let's set this intention. Tonight, I declare, my heart and mind are open to discovering what I am ready to learn on this journey through the relationships I have today. My friends, my family, my partners, my colleagues, I am open to understand why they are here in my life and what they are here to teach me. So my question is, guys, as we've set this beautiful intention, can you recall a relationship where the union that you had was 100% seamless? You know, No bumps, no challenges. Who's ever had a relationship like that? If you have, call 877-480-4120. I'd love to hear about it because you might be the only man on earth. And I want to meet you because I think you might be enlightened. So our parents, our siblings, our, you know, our bosses, our colleagues, they're here to challenge us, and they're here to shine light on the parts of ourselves we've yet to master. That's a very simple, very profound way of looking at it. We're taking ourselves onto a higher level here, climbing some stairs as we journey into relationships, because Nourish the Soul isn't about just what the mainstream likes for us to hear or believe. I actually want to shift and transform our perspective and bring light and love to the essence of who we truly are, and allow that to be really then the authentic, genuine you that shows up in these relationships. Doesn't that sound new? Very nutritious. So, do you notice the people who are with another person for a while? Do you ever notice how they start to lose their body, or their eating habits kind of go out the window? Well, we learned last week in my recorded show, okay, we learned that food can be a way that we seek comfort in a relationship. And like I spoke about earlier in the segment, when we're feeling vulnerable, okay, when these relationships press the button in us that we've yet to master within ourselves, our reaction is uncomfortability. We don't feel very secure. We don't feel very powerful. And so that's us becoming vulnerable to those feelings. And we start to see that, how do we react to those feelings? Well, I want to share with you something that I've observed being in practice over the last couple of years, and just looking at my own personal journey. I've started to see that we often, as a community, as a whole, are not very emotionally available to ourselves. That when these emotions arise in personal relationships, we find this discomfort and we experience a pain, and we often run from it. And we run from it, or we hide from it, by pointing fingers or by trying to push it down. And so we're going to see how, just like pointing a finger and saying, nope, that's your fault, is just as similar as grabbing the bag of Cheetos, or, you know, having Domino's pizza on speed dial, or picking up the six pack at Duane Reade. It's all fundamentally coming from the same place. And so the thing that I've observed is that the most people that I see initially when they come to see me are struggling to release a past hurt, and something that they're getting present to within a partnership that isn't making them feel very good, and that is creating an imbalance. And as a result, they have a belief that they're carrying with themselves, and it's generally negative. And this negative belief is starting to influence their behavior. And a lot of times I'm seeing them in very unhealthy relationships and making very unhealthy choices with food and their body too. So it's quite an interesting phenomenon. And, you know, I know from personal experience that I used to worry all the time in my partnerships. And so most often when I am talking to my clients, when they first come in, I'm hearing sort of these dialogues with themselves of, I'm afraid they're going to leave me. I'm afraid that they're not happy. I'm afraid that they're not satisfied, or I feel like I'm not enough in the relationship, or, you know, something doesn't feel right. They're not telling me all the truth. I'm afraid they might be cheating. So there's all this worry that I start to hear. And what it really is fascinating to me is that there's something that's being triggered by this individual to feel a sense of insecurity. And so often it's saying, you know, are they attracted to me? Are we having enough sex? Are we being honest with each other? Is that person getting enough exercise? So this person is constantly worried. They're worried about their partner and what starts to happen to them physically, mentally, and emotionally. What do you think begins to happen to that person when they have all these worries about the other? You know, how many of you have worried about your partner in terms of their physical health? Are they at a healthy weight? Are they eating the right food? Or their mental health? Are they happy enough? Or their financial well-being? Are they making enough money? Their job security? Are they doing a good job? And then found yourself trying to do everything to make them feel secure. Or rather, I want you to start to ask yourself, are you trying to make yourself feel secure? Because really, how does it really make you feel at the end of the day when you've had all these worries, when you've had all of this energy poured into, is that person okay? I wonder how you're left feeling at the end of the day. I took a poll on Facebook and I asked that question, you know, when you worry about your partner, how do you feel? More physically stressed or like you're insecure or not well, or do you feel more balanced and secure with yourself? And 75% said they felt more stressed, more insecure, more pressure. And so I want to know, what are these people doing to make themselves feel better? Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll get to answering that question.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back. This is Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. We are live here on talkradio.nyc. Nourish the Soul is brought to you by New York Loves Yoga. That is located on 140 West 83rd Street. They have just opened their brand new upstairs oasis. And on September 9th, they're going to have an all-day spa day. And for $99, you can get yoga, you can get facials, you can get sound healing. It's an all-day experience. So head over to their website at NewYorkLovesYoga.com to find out more. So we're just coming off of our second segment here on our third. We're talking about mirror images, nutritious relationships, part two. And I was just getting into the topic about how when we worry in the relationship, a lot of times I see clients coming in and they're, you know, they have all these worries and they have all these fears. And I usually want to try to help them get to the root of why they're thinking that way. What is driving them to feel that insecurity? And so we actually had an intern feel very kind of shifted from the conversation. I love when this happens. So if this happens for any of you out there, 877-480-4120, that's the number to call. But I want to welcome Ariane. Yes, I want to welcome Ariane to the radio. So Ariane, how are you?
I'm kind of nervous.
You're kind of nervous?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I won't shine the camera on you. You can just sort of talk.
No, I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
No.
Okay. So let's welcome Ariane.
Hi.
Hi. So do you want to share with the audience what came up for you while I was talking?
When you were talking about past relationships and past hurts, I was thinking about even though I'm young, I'm 21.
Yeah.
And you know how, like, some people that are in high school, they think, oh, I'm in high school, I'm grown.
Yeah.
Or have that mentality. And, you know, as a young lady, you're not really grown.
Yep.
So I was thinking back, and I was thinking back to all my relationships, and it was, I had a lot of past hurts from, like, words that people that I used to date. And it left such, like, a scar on my mind that sometimes even today I don't see myself in like a positive light. And it's like every time I get out of a relationship, right, it's I always go to food for comfort. So it's like, you know, stuck up on the Hershey bars or the Reese's Pieces. Mm-hmm. And then fast food, McDonald's is like my best friend.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm always like, you know, eating, and if it's not that I'm eating, it's like I spent time in my bed and I don't want to go anywhere.
Wow, that is an incredible share. Thank you so much for being so vulnerable with all of us on the air. And I want to sort of talk to you about thinking about some of the things, these past hurts that have come up for you. It sounds like they've really been challenging for you every time you've had these relationships.
It caused me to be really like distrustful in relationships.
Yeah.
And like when my friends, like, I swear they pretend they're Cupid and they're not.
Uh-huh.
Right. They're like, oh, you should try to date this person. I'm like, no.
So now this has really held you back from getting into other relationships.
Right, because it's like, oh, what if they don't like me? What if it's like, what if I there's something wrong with me? Or it's like, oh, what if I'm not the ideal type of person? It's like
yes.
All these questions start popping up and then it's like, oh, I can't do it.
So I'm hearing, Ariane, you saying that you're having all these worries show up, and these worries are creating an insecurity for you. And that's what's really holding you back, because I would imagine, do you want to be in a relationship?
I do, but like I said, it's like the fear and the distrust, and it's like, I don't want that past hurt to be like a new hurt, and then it's just... Sorry, it just, you know, throws me like off.
Yeah. And so I want to offer you, because we don't have all the time today to get this really cleared out on the air. But what I want to offer you is that people who generally call in and share with me and have, you know, this ability to be vulnerable with me on air, I like to offer them time to work with me outside of the radio. And I would love for you to see how you can move past these past hurts and these words and these feelings and experiences, and create a space for you to actually start to attract a person in your life that you feel could be a real quality partner for you, as well as change that behavior with your food and body, especially when you get into relationships or when the relationship has a period where it might ebb and flow. Would you like to continue this conversation off air?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would that be exciting for you?
It would.
Okay, cool. So what you have to do is you have to head over to my website. It's elizabethmtrip.com. I'll give you one of my cards before we leave today, and you can set up. I'll give you a half an hour to work with me. How does that sound?
Okay.
Sounds cool?
It sounds cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
No problem.
All right. So let's come back over here from this incredible share. It really ties in wonderfully for the radio. Thank you so much. And you want to start to see is that when we are coming from this place of worry, right, it doesn't really work out for us. You know, it often leaves us more stressed, more feeling insecure, more overwhelmed, more pressured. And most of the time when we worry in that way, we often go to food and alcohol, or we misuse our body to try to avoid feeling it and stuffing it down. Actually, the act of not feeling those emotions and not really getting to the root of the worry, we actually end up pushing them in and creating even more worry and even more pressure within us. So we can see that the idea of not really getting to the root actually causes more opportunity for imbalance. And then for us, if partners are mirror images, opportunities for the same kinds of people to re-enter into our life. Because like I said, relationships are mirror images. And if we don't get to the root of what's causing our worry or our pressure or our stress within the first one, we're certainly going to get a second or a third or a fourth one that will continue to challenge the parts of ourselves that we haven't mastered. And we'll continue to try to find ways to push down these feelings. And often they can be food. And how does that then leave us for our next relationship? If we've found the chips and the cookies and the ice cream, then our body by this time, because we've been doing it so many times, will probably change. And we probably won't feel confident and really beautiful and powerful in ourselves. And then we won't attract a person that has the confidence and beauty and power in themselves. So this is really an incredible opportunity for us to start to see how food and the body serve as tools within these periods of times that we are either in a relationship or maybe coming through a breakup or a separation. It's a moment to look deeper and say, this worry that I need to be secure for this person or have security in them is coming from a space of lack. That actually when we want to psychoanalyze or be a partner's therapist, we're really trying to make ourselves feel good. And in that, we never seem to be able to get enough of that feel-good feeling. We have to do more. We have to give more. We have to be more available. We have to make sure they have their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's like we start to overshower our partner with a sense of love. But I'm going to put that in quotes, because is it really love? Because if love is coming from lack, can we really call it love? I want all of you to really think about that. That's a very deep, deep thought. And it's something that takes a moment to sort of process. Because is it truly our responsibility to be worried all the time for our partner? To worry that they might not be happy, to worry that they might not be satisfied, to worry if we haven't met their sexual needs, or to worry that, you know, they're not secure in their jobs? Is it serving us a healthy benefit, or is it actually creating a space within us, a void that we then look to the outside world to fill? food and alcohol in these circumstances are fillers for something that we are lacking within ourselves. And so I want you to think about that. And if anybody has any comments, you can call in 877-480-4120. We did give away a special half an hour. And so that could be a definite possibility for you if you call in. But I want you to start to begin to open yourself up to see, how does this place of worry, you know, this lack of security, is this person okay? Are they going to be the eating okay? Are they happy? You know, how does it really affect our health and well-being? How does it affect our body and our mind and our food choices? And where's the root of this? What is it? Because what I've started to open up to all of you is that in this place of worry, there's inherently a place of lack within. And within that place of lack, there's often more stress, more pressure, more feelings that get stuffed in and piled up. And what do we know people do when that happens? What do you guys do? Have you ever gone to the food to make yourself feel better? Have you ever looked to alcohol to you know, quiet the chatter? It's a phenomenon. I mean, it's happening all the time. Nourish the Soul is about changing the cultural perspective of food and the body. It's about looking at it from a spiritual perspective and seeing that there are real incredible lessons to learn from a soul perspective from these points of view. And so we're going to continue this conversation at looking at, is it really my responsibility to worry about my partner? And we can see that this opens up a doorway of looking for a way to feel powerful within the relationship instead of being powerful in the relationship, instead of coming from confidence and security. There's a space of lack, and then we call it love. So, on that note, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll continue going deeper.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. This is Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul on talkradio.nyc. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I have some great listeners. I'm going to give some shout outs to my uncle Jim. Thanks for tuning in. Jeremy Wallace, it's great having you. Christopher, wonderful seeing you. Carrie, thanks for having the time to join us. Thank you all for being here. If you really enjoy my show, please share it. It's the only way to get more people hearing and tuning in and really transforming, because Nourish the Soul is about really taking a deep look at what it is we're thinking or feeling or what we've experienced that has hurt us, and allowing ourselves to release it, to let go, to sort of say, okay, what happened? And then now how can we create a more beautiful, balanced, powerful future for you? And in tonight's show, we're looking at relationships and nutritious relationships, and how when we come from a place of worry, when we come from that space that I need my partner to be good, I need that other person to be happy, because that's a reflection then of me. You know, when my partner's good, that means I'm good. And when my partner's bad, that means I'm bad. And so there's this very skewed view that everything that happens to them then therefore means it happens to you. And in that space, it can create a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, a lot of sadness, a lot of pain, because you're both then enabling the other to sort of be like, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. And in that, you lose your sense of self. I was just talking about this with my producer here, Sam, and we were discussing how in this type of partnership, you often become so engulfed in the other that you lose your ability to be able to feel your own sense of who you are. And in that, you will find that there's also a level of discomfort or confusion. And when we feel discomfort or when we feel confusion, the easiest things to do are to look to the external world to provide us for that comfort, that soothing feeling. And so we're looking at how food and alcohol, or, you know, not so healthy behaviors with our body, we might stay in all day, we might not go out all week, we might not exercise at all, or maybe even the opposite extremes can happen, as a means to avoid feeling these feelings. And then we call these relationships, partnerships, loving, nutritious relationships. But my question is today is, how nutritious does this sound? How truly loving is this? How nutritive is this for our soul? If we are putting in all of this time and energy, all of this effort to make sure this other person is okay, how is that benefiting our truest self? How is it really nurturing the light and love that shines within ourselves? Or is it really dimming or darkening or dampening who we truly are on this journey? And so I want us to begin to start to dissect this for ourselves and really start to look at our past relationships, or perhaps the ones that we're in. Where in them are we finding ourselves really trying to overcompensate to feel a sense of security by trying to do everything for that other person, really showering them with so much love and care that they are left with really no sort of sense of their own responsibility? Because I want to bring with you tonight a little share, a personal share that I have. And many of you know I've talked about this so many different ways on the radio show, but I have been in relationships historically my entire life where My sense of self was defined by that other person's energy. So the way that they felt really dictated the way I defined myself and who I was. And so I've been in these partnerships in the past where these people, the people that I attracted, were literally a mirror image of who I was. And I didn't understand that. And so I was seeking their love to fill me up. I was seeking their approval and their sense of self to make me who I was. And in that, that was a space of incredible lack. When we look at it from that perspective, we can see that there was so much that I wasn't actually stepping into for myself, that I was rather looking for the other person to fulfill for me, that it left a very unconfident, not very powerful, not very emotionally available individual. And so in my partnerships, I thought I was being so available, so open, so accommodating, so powerful, because I had to make sure they were happy. I would get them, you know, Reiki sessions. I would sit with them for hours on the couch and talk about their problems and how to strategize at work, how to get them to make more money, what to say to their bosses. You know, then I'd give them a massage, and then I'd buy them, you know, a gift certificate to go on a great vacation. And it was all because if they were okay, I was okay. But the more I gave and the more I showered them, the more emptier I felt, and the more I turned to food and alcohol, and not only inside the relationship, but outside the relationship too. So it began these, like we talked about last week, rituals of coming together and not facing the feelings that came up as in the presence of one another, all this stuff I was trying to fix for them, and trying to stuff that down with food, because my partner was a mirror image of me. They were not that confident. They were not that powerful. They were not that emotionally available to themselves. And so we were both becoming engulfed in one another, and our senses of self actually got very skewed. And we used food and alcohol as a way to numb the uncomfortable sense of feeling that came up within our own presence of one another. And I call that a soulmate, truly. And from a human perspective, most people call that love, okay? From a spiritual perspective, on that soulmate perspective, I can say that everything that that person was bringing up for me was trying to teach me what really love was. And that in that moment, I thought love was giving and sharing and overextending and worrying and trying to make sure that person was 100% complete, when actually it was coming from a place of lack. So I really can't call that love anymore. And what I can say it is, or was a incredible spiritual lesson, and one where I learned so much about myself, but only could do that when I reflectively saw my behavior with myself, the way I ate, the way I drank, the way I didn't move my body, because in that relationship, I needed the outside world to comfort me. I didn't go within myself to find that vulnerability, that place of pain, and extract it and really then clear it. And so until that happened, until I actually did the work, I kept myself in a very unhealthy body, and I kept attracting mirror images of where I was in my journey with myself. So, wow, how incredible that someone can do a complete 360, or wait, 180, can do a 180 and now today stand with themselves and say, I'm solid. I got this. And you know what? I don't really need a partner. I don't really need one. I want one for the pure joy, and I want one that is truly nutritious. And so how do we get that partnership and have that really balanced behavior with ourselves all at the same time, a freedom and flexibility with our partner, our body, our food choices? It starts by going deeper with yourself. It starts by reaching to the edges of your own vulnerable parts of yourself, the places you haven't mastered, and bowing to them and realizing they are a teacher for you on this journey, and that there's an incredible gift that awaits on the other side of fear. And it's peace, it's light, it's love in its truest essence, because true love is one where you truly, unconditionally love yourself and then the other. You can't really love another person until you've unconditionally loved you. And if you're hiding from your past, you haven't truly loved yourself fully yet. So, wrapping up tonight's segment, I want to remind you guys that Nourish the Soul is brought to you by New York Loves Yoga. On September 9th, they're going to have a day of yoga, brunch, facials, acupuncture, sound meditation. It's $99 before August 30th. Please visit them at newyorklovesyoga.com. So we're going to be signing off tonight. We have Secrets of the Sire on tonight at 8 p.m. They talk pop culture, comic books, and they are a pair you don't want to miss. So stay tuned, all my Nourish the Soul listeners, and I will be back next week. Love and light. This is Elizabeth signing out.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.